Good morning and welcome to the Early Tee from Stick and Hack, your daily look at golf and life. You know, start a story with John Daly and you'll most certainly have everyone's attention. Maybe it's the outrageous golf outfits, or perhaps people connect with his psyche and penchant for ripping heaters and crushing cores on the course. Maybe he ran into JD while he had his RV parked at the Hooters down the street from Augusta National one year. Maybe he even signed a body part. Whatever the circumstances, legions of golf fans worship Daly like a modern living god that represents the everyman on tour. Since he crashed the PGA at Crooked Stick in 1991 and walked away a winner, the golf world has been enamored with the enigma of John Daly. However, there's a piece to that 1991 PGA Championship story that many don't know, and many others just need reminding of from time to time. During a first-round rain delay, 39-year-old Tom Weaver was struck by lightning on his way to the car. He died in the parking lot, leaving behind a wife and two daughters. A few days later, fresh off his logic-defying win, John Daly sent a check for $30,000 to Tom Weaver's widow, Dee, to start a college fund for the girls. Daly said he sort of felt responsible for the tragedy since Tom was out there to watch him play. Not wanting to stir up difficult memories, John gave the family space after the gesture. And in 2005, Dee's new husband, Steve Fisher, reached out to Daly. He wanted John to hear about the positive impact his gestures had on Dee and her daughters. Dee had taken the money and immediately invested it. Both girls successfully completed college, and there was some cash left over. Mom kept that invested as well. Tom's daughters are grown now with children of their own, and the fund will go on to help Tom Seaver's grandchildren when it's their time to go off to school. Of all the Daly stories bouncing around all the bars and courses in America, that one has to be the leader in the clubhouse. Now, the FYI. Today in 1975, a Cessna 310Q airplane crashed over Wilmington, North Carolina, killing the pilot and severely injuring several pro wrestlers affiliated with the NWA's Mid-Atlantic promotion. One of those survivors is the legendary Ric Flair. That's it for the Early Tee. Enjoy your day or enjoy your round.